Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
University of Portland Athletic Director Valerie Cleary does a hell of a job. And the job of AD is a lot of different things. It's a lot of contracts. It's dealing with people. I like how I say that, dealing with people. It's managing people. It is, buying in and branding and picking who your coaches are going to be. And then when they leave, pivoting. Valerie Cleary is now facing hiring a men's basketball coach. As the news broke today, Barrett Peary is leaving Portland State to go to Texas Tech, and Valerie Cleary's here to talk about it. How are you?
You know, just another just normal day on the park blocks, just beautiful, sunny, you know, just enjoying the highs of being an athletic director.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because I mentioned kind of the it's a very versatile job, isn't it? Like, what is the range of things that an AD does?
Well, even if you look at today, from, you know, meeting with coaches about pivotal moves to determining football scheduling to donor lunches and meeting with student athletes, you just never know what the day is going to present to yourself. But that's the exciting part of the job.
All right. So Barrett Peary leaving PSU for Texas Tech. You now face a hiring a coach. Is this a good time to be looking for a coach?
You know, it's interesting. We're also in the middle of a women's basketball head coaching search, too. So I have a full scope of basketball that will be my sole focus for the next couple weeks here. So it's an interesting time, no doubt. I mean, just because there were so many nuances to the whole season. However, you know, as any good time as it could be to have a coach come in. The difference with this time hiring a coach is we actually have an arena we could show to them. You know, when I hired Coach Peary 4 years ago, it was legitimately a hole in the ground with some fancy pictures of what it could look like in a matter of a year or so. So our deck has changed in our favor, I would say, with definitely the profile of who we are at Portland State and what we have to offer our next incoming head coach.
All right, the coach is leaving. You know, I know we'll all try to look at that and understand why they're leaving. Can you maybe speak to that? Because I think Barrett Peary, he's kind of done what he's done at Portland State. I really like the job he was doing, but I understand why he's leaving. Your women's coach also leaving for an opportunity. Is that something you could sell to incoming coaches?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's very much, I think, part of the ethos of who we are at Portland State. You know, we are a grind it type of university, especially when it comes to our athletic program. You know, we're in a great conference for both, you know, football, basketball, you know, across the board. You know, we're in a good spot. And a lot of it, too, is providing the opportunity for our coaches to come and develop themselves. And just like what we work on with our students about preparing them for the next step in life, I think that's what we do with our staff as well. Anyone who's familiar with our athletic department knows that we have a fairly young staff. But they're the ones that kind of grind through it, put their heart and soul into it, learn a lot on the fly, and then are able to take those skills with them to the next spot. And I always consider it a step in the right direction if we have a coach leaving to elevate themselves and their family. And I think with Coach Kennedy on the women's basketball side, he is known for rebuilding programs. You know, he took us from one of the lowest in the league to a conference championship in a matter of, you know, 4 years, and he did an exceptional job. And that was part of the reason why they recruited him down to McNeese State. And now Coach Peary has shown, you know, he's done a heck of a job with recruiting, getting a program going, really exciting pace of play. And now he has the opportunity to go up to that next level as an associate head coach and really hone those skills there for his next step.
Will you hire a search firm on either one of those hires, or is this something you do the legwork on your own?
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of search firms in regards to this level. I think with us, it's so unique with finding the right fit for who we are, not only as the city of Portland, but Portland State as an urban institution, and then also just who we are as an athletic department. And I take a lot of personal responsibility in making sure I find the right fit, not only for our programs, so men's basketball and women's basketball, but also for our entire department. You know, we're a tight-knit group here. We pride ourselves in that, and we need to make sure that we find the right fit. So, yeah, I mean, definitely as agents and search firms kind of present me with candidates, as my inbox is filling up by the second now, I definitely look at those, but it will be myself and our executive leadership team that really rolls up our sleeves to take a look at the candidate.
I like that you're not hiring a firm. I think that's such a racket. Like, it makes me want to start a search firm. You know, like when you're done being an AD and I'm done hosting radio, we could be a search firm and we can charge people 50 or 100K to find candidates that they could have found on their own. But, you know, I guess that helps you vet the candidates on some level. But, you know, what do you want to do with this hire in men's basketball? Let's start there. What kind of candidate?
You know, you're always kind of thinking about these things as an athletic director as each season goes on, because you're looking at it not only from the sense of who your current coach is and what you can do to help that coach be the most successful that they can be, but that also that same kind of internal dialogue that you're having is all about, like, kind of the next step for the program as a whole. So for us, where we are, you know, when we hired Barrett, you know, I needed a face of men's basketball, and there is no doubt that Barrett totally fulfilled that role, exceeded those expectations, and really drew the community in to Viking men's basketball. 100% success there. I also knew that he was going to be a heck of a recruiter, and we've gotten some great, great talent. You know, as we go on to this next phase, we need to continue that. We need to really build on a foundation. I think all programs across the nation are going to be playing some catch-up in the next year. I mean, if anyone's following the transfer portal, I think we're close to maybe 1,500 guys that are in the transfer portal right now. So programs across the nation are having to look at what we encountered over the last year and how are we going to rebuild that culture of excellence in our programs. So that's what I'm really focusing on for who this next head coach is going to be. What are they going to bring to the table to create a really strong competitive culture with our program? And I want to see some sustained success. It's hard in men's basketball right now because of that transfer portal. You see a lot of, you know, transfer kids that come in for maybe 1-2 years and then they're out. I really want to see a coach that can build a program so then that way, in Barrett's world, you know, words that he used, that they could continue to wrap their arms around the program that we have here.
Valerie Cleary is our guest, Portland State's athletic director. In women's basketball, you guys have had some success there. You got momentum. It's tempting here to how do you capture that momentum? How do you keep that going while also having a change at the top of the program?
Yeah, you know, there's a few ways. I mean, obviously we have, I don't think it's a secret to anyone. We'll have some internal candidates, I'm assuming, on both sides for men's and women's basketball. So you take a look at that for sustaining that. But then also you want to see it, like, who's out there that can take where you are right now and just add that little something to it. So we'll be looking at both of those things to see what people can bring to the table with what they're going to do to keep the ball moving in the right direction. What we tend to see at this level sometimes is you'll have these peaks. You know, we've seen it football, we've seen it men's basketball, we've seen it women's basketball. What we really need to do is have that vision of how we sustain those peaks so that way there's not the peaks and valleys that we just keep climbing.
Valerie Cleary is our guest. Meantime, you've got football going on in the background of all this and a pandemic that is ongoing. What have you guys learned in the last year? How difficult has life been?
You know, I would say the biggest lesson that we've learned, and I can't speak for all of our staff, but I'm pretty sure everyone feels this way, is just how much joy being with our student athletes brings. And our whole goal over this last year was trying to figure out ways that we could resume our interactions with our student athletes in the safest way possible. I mean, a year ago, our goal was like, okay, just how are we going to get them back here, even if it's just for weights? And then we build upon weights to, you know, practice in small groups, to full team practices, to competition, to travel, and we succeeded. And I think the whole credit goes to the dedication of our student athletes and our coaches. But, you know, we've learned you got to be patient. Sometimes it's truly, I think, like all of us have learned in our personal and professional lives, is we don't sweat the small stuff. We get creative and we figure out how to make it work. Our softball coach, she keeps saying to her team, you know, we get to do this. You know, so even though we're out here in a mask, or, you know, we're having to figure out how we're going to eat on the road, but we get to do this. We get to come out here every day and practice and compete and travel and be together. So it's changed our mindset that way. But I really think the main focus, at least for me, is just how much our people mean to us, our student athletes, our staff, our coaches, and how much we truly enjoy being together.
Is it true you had no positive tests in men's or women's basketball?
It is true. We just ran our data, and we did a little over 4,000 tests, you know, since the beginning of June or whenever we started testing. And that's a combination of the rapid antigen test and then also our PCR test. And we only had 5 positive cases, and that's our whole department. And we believe that 3 of those, at least, were probably false positives. You know, they were a positive antigen that followed up with a negative PCR, but we follow our guidelines and we treat those as a positive. So our positive rate, I think, was 0.14% or something of that nature.
Wow.
So, again, all credit goes to our student athletes and coaches for following the protocols and doing what's right.
In the middle of this, you know, ongoing for you guys is the question about where your football team will play. I feel weird bringing it back up because everybody's been interrupted. Fundraising's been interrupted. You know, life has been interrupted. But where are your thoughts, or where is your head right now as it comes to football having a permanent home or exploring options?
Yeah, I mean, we're always still open. I mean, that was topic of a lunch conversation. I was just that. You know, Hillsboro Stadium is still going to be home for us for the next, you know, foreseeable future. The city of Hillsboro has really embraced Portland State Athletics. You know, we have softball out there, our women's soccer program, and then, of course, football. While we are Portland State University, we would love to bring those teams downtown. It's a little bit more complex when you're trying to find big, green, open spaces, but it's never off the radar. So it's consistently there, but our focus is, especially going into this next year, is looking at where we are and how to make that the best environment we possibly can. And I do think, I mean, it's a diamond in the rough out there. You know, with that area, West Portland, you know, the Hillsboro, Beaverton area continuing to grow, especially with all the industry, we're just really to hope we're bringing the Portland State product to them in their backyard to help influence, you know, people's just knowledge base of who we are at Portland State University.
Valerie, I appreciate you. You're doing a hell of a job. You know, you got a couple of hires here. Do you have a timeline on it feels like the women's hire may happen before the men's hire just because of the timing of the openings. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. The women's position is probably just a few days ahead. You know, we're working. There's so many people there behind the scenes that make this happen. And I think the unsung heroes in some of this is our university human resource department. Trying to keep up with the urgency of athletics. And so they're doing a great job with helping to get the process rolling. But, yeah, I have always operated, even in my former life, that you well know, of where you are on April 15th is usually where you're going to be for that next year when it comes to basketball coaching. So I hope to have both searches wrapped up by April 15th, give or take a day. So that's my goal.
That's moving fast.
Trying.
Valerie Cleary, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you for coming on. Portland State's AD. Talking about the hats you have to wear. You got to be a people person. You got to do some media. You got to have vision. You got to do branding. You got to shake hands and kiss babies with the donors. Or maybe fist bump the donors and wave at their babies in this era. But you got to do a little bit of everything. You got to be a very versatile person. I've known Valerie Cleary a long time. She is socially brilliant and is the right person at Portland State. She's now faced with a hire in women's basketball, and I fully expect, you could probably tell from my question, I fully expect that she will promote from within in the women's basketball job. The men's basketball job, I think she's probably going to go outside. And it's interesting that she said the timeline, she said 9 days from now is the timeline to make both hires. Tells me she's got her eye on somebody or she's already been in contact with somebody. Did she see this coming? just thinking out loud here. It's part of the job as the AD. I used to have, like, the best bosses I had back in the day at newspapers were always people who kept kind of a running file of people they would hire if there was an opening. Keep an eye on that. Leave it here. I feel like this show's been all over the place. Not in a bad way, either. We've talked about how long you could live at your place of work. I didn't have that as something I wanted to talk about today, but we had a guy call in and say he lived 45 days in his office, walking around. He even had lady friends visit him at the office. You know, it's been that kind of radio show. Shante Liggins, the new coach of University of Portland, joined us on the program. Good interview. If you missed it, get the podcast. Valerie Cleary, the athletic director at Portland State, joined us on the show as well to talk about the task she now has to hire two coaches, men's and women's basketball, and she says she's going to do it in the next 9 days. I feel like we're playing Name That Tune. I can do it in 8 days. Hire that coach! That's essentially what's going on with Valerie Cleary. But, you know, that's why you got to come to this show. See, I only book the guests, and I said this last week, and I got to double down with it. I only book guests that I'm interested in talking to. If I have somebody on the show, Bill Walton, Brian Grant, Shante Liggins, Valerie Cleary, if somebody comes on this show, Matt Prehm, Nick Daschle, it's because I want to talk to them. Okay, I'm not just booking people to fill space and fill airtime. I am literally today, the minute I learned that Barry Perry was leaving and I was like, oh, crap, the AD at Portland State would be a good person to talk to today. I got on the phone and said,
we interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.